Everybody, welcome to the Seal Podcast, episode number 16, the episode that we thought Dave would never make it to.
I'm here.
Thankfully, he's still alive.
Yes. I'm your host, Fraser. I'm joined tonight by Neil.
Hello.
And the aforementioned Dave.
Hello.
How are you, Dave?
Much better. Yeah.
That's good to hear.
I had the lurgy. I was dying.
The dreaded man tree.
And then I had a persistent cough, so I didn't think I was best to be on sort of on the internets.
Well, that's fine. We don't want you on here if you're coughing and spluttering.
No.
You
know, that's what mutes buttons were invented for, though, to be fair.
Mutes buttons.
Yes, I have been to the pub. Okay, can we get it out of the way? It's been a relatively quiet night at the pub, though.
Has it? That's fine. Isn't that good?
Well, hopefully.
Yeah. I mean, what would you... So what, you just go down there, go down to the pub with your missus for a couple of jars?
No. Missus arranged for me to go out with my mate from local, and... yeah, because we can't do that ourselves, clearly.
Right. Of course not.
it was quiz night down the local club, which is literally like 2 minutes from my house. So cheap beer and a quiz. We were on 4 out of 4, and we were doing quite well. And then from the 5, it went a little bit downhill. Particularly from about 12 onwards. But
yeah, it's interesting you say that about organizing, right? We knew someone, and it was one of those things like my wife knew this lady, and we sort of met, and then she would keep saying, you know what, I'm going to arrange for my husband to call you so the two of you can go out. And I was like, if you need to do that, I don't really want to go out with him. Sort of, you pretty much killed that for me. No thanks. We're good.
I'm not in a situation like that. I'm quite happy to go out with my friend that I went out with tonight. It's just,
it's just like bloke
things, like. My wife comes down and goes, do you fancy going out with Jeff tonight? I was like, okay then.
Yeah. I guess it's probably as well. Neither of us drank, so it'd be like, you know, arranging for us to go to the movies. I was like, right. This is now getting really weird.
Don't buy any popcorn. Don't keep it on your lap or anything.
It's a hole in the bottom of the bag. I didn't order popcorn and sausages. Oh dear.
This is how low it's going to be tonight.
It can't go any. It could go way lower.
Well, we'll see.
Anyway, glad to have you back, Dave. Good to be here again tonight. I think we're on a good run right now.
We've managed a whole week.
We've managed two in a row. No, what was it?
Including tonight is two in a row.
Is it? Didn't we do 14? Wasn't that one of the part of the row? Or was that one of. No. I can't remember. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Look, we're up to episode 16.
Yeah.
This is monumental.
It's
all right.
4 times more than 4.
Sean, he's binned it. Where is he, eh? Couldn't pull him away.
Busy.
Scottish lightweights.
Yeah, he's busy in inverted commas playing PUBG right now. So I don't care.
He's as busy as you are at work.
Hey, hang on a second. Right, Neil, I need to have you up on this. I've been monumentally busy today, all right? So you can shut your face.
Well, it has been quiet on the WhatsApp group for once, to be fair.
Yeah, I was busy today for sure. So anyway, the old faithful's here, so that's good. Intros and shout-outs. I'm going to apologize right now to Colm or column, however we want to pronounce that. He said, sent a message on the Podbean, through Podbean, saying, sorry, I'm late to the party. I'm listening to all the episodes. There's a couple of things I want to take up with that. First of all, my apologies that it took me a month to get that message.
It's all right. It's only the first episode since then. So,
but here's the thing, right? It's another place to get messages. I didn't even know that was another place to get messages.
You couldn't even get the podcast email address right now.
I don't care about all that. Right? I'm at that stage now where I have an iPad, right? I've disabled all messaging on my iPad. I've disabled all email on my iPad. Like, I don't want, I'm now getting to that old man stage. I want nothing, no one to communicate with me. There's just too much, right?
Do you actually have an iPad?
I have an iPad. Now that's another discussion altogether, because it's a jet. I've had it for about 5 or 6 years at least. What,
you mean Apple haven't broken it for you yet?
It's not able to have an update. It hasn't had an update for about
is
two
that months. Broken?
it's very sketchy on websites. Doesn't really want to run any websites except for a couple that just get me by. Know what I mean?
Do you keep this in your bathroom, do you?
No. I just listen to podcasts on it at night and watch YouTube. That's pretty much all I do.
RedTube?
No. What's that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
And where was I going with this?
Don't know, but it's going downhill fast.
I don't know where I was going with that. Anyway, yeah.
I was talking about Kong. And his Colin. Message to Podbean.
So anyway, thanks, Colin. Thanks for listening. You don't have to listen to all the episodes, but if you're going to, then sure.
It won't take that long, to be honest.
Well, I don't know. It's like, what are we on? 15 episodes now. We've got in the bag. Hour and a half each. I mean, we've already recorded like 25 hours of audio.
That's a whole day of my life.
It adds up. Look, I mean, it adds up, doesn't it?
Hopefully someone else has listened to at least a bit.
They are. There are other people listening. It's a slow burn, though. But other people are listening, you know. And, hey, I'm in it for the social with you guys, right? We're in it. Cool. Speaking of my iPad, I mean, we can carry on here as into appliances, really, if we call the iPad an appliance. I've wrecked another set of headphones. What happens is, because every night I go to bed, I listen to podcasts, right? So stuff.
Do you fall asleep with headphones in?
I fall asleep. I strangle myself in my headphones every night. And a lot of the times I'll pull the iPad off the bedside table, and if it lands on the connector, it rips them apart or whatever like that. I really like Apple earbuds. I find them the most comfortable.
The ones that come with your stuff.
Yeah.
They're fucking horrible. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Yeah, well, look, personal preference, okay? Point of personal preference.
They're hard and they hurt my ears.
Okay. Well, I find the ones that you shove in your ear, I find those annoying. So I don't know what to tell you. I like them. Is that okay?
No, it's not okay.
But anyway, so I wrecked another. They're not cheap, right? If when you keep wrecking them.
They actually are cheap. You have to pay a lot for them, but they are cheap.
Well, probably. I mean, yeah. So anyway, I bought a pair of Sony ones for like a third of the price, and they seem to be doing the job very nicely. Thanks. My appliance news.
Follow up on my recommendations then. Did you not check out my Sound Magics?
No. What was that?
That's the earbuds that I'm using.
Sound Magics?
All the time now. Yeah. Sound Magic E10Cs.
I'll have to look at them. How much do they cost?
Well, they were. Hang on a minute. Was it 30 quid or 40 quid?
Jesus, that's twice the cost of the Apples.
But they're decent. That's the thing.
Yeah, but you've got what part of this are you?
I can hear everything now.
I don't need to hear everything. You're listening. You're missing the point. What did I just tell you? I am chewing through headphones like no one's business by pulling them off and wrecking them and wrapping them around my neck in the middle of the night.
You just need to go to
some weird fetishist
supermarket crap ones then, about 3 quid or whatever.
I went, no, I don't need them that crap. Anyway, I got them from Walmart, $13, all in with tax.
You could get like a decent Wi-Fi, not Wi-Fi, Bluetooth wireless ones.
And but what happens if it falls into your ear in the middle of the night and you can't get it out?
How small are these? The point is, well, I actually, even for a brief moment, and I felt disgusted with myself, considered AirPods.
Well, that don't even go there. Well, they must be about $1,000 over your
budget. They cost $230 wow. plus tax. So once the tax is on top, that's you're looking at $240.
Hang on, I'm sorry. How much were they without tax?
213.
What the fuck? How little tax do you have to pay over there?
Well, our tax is 13%.
Wow.
That's okay. Not tax.
That is tax.
That's just markup.
That's sales tax.
That's just markup over here.
Well, that's gratuitous.
What's VAT in England?
VAT is like, what is it, 20%?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry I don't pay as much tax as you.
Fuckers. On my personal. And you have a better quality of life. What's going on?
Yeah, but I have to pay for my dentist too.
Well, maybe just don't go to the dentist over here. That's the solution to that. Even if it is free, I still don't go.
So $230 for a pair of AirPods. That's insane money.
I'm just looking now. AirPods with wireless charging, £200.
£200.
I assume you need an i device to go with them as well, which is about £2,000.
Oh my word! So anyway, I bought a pair of Sony's that were a 20th of the cost.
Yeah,
I
don't
know. Did you manage to plug them in? Are your iPad's old enough to have like a normal stereo jack in it?
Yeah, Apple weren't as courageous at that point.
Courageous. That's a good word for it.
Well, that's what they said, wasn't it?
It's definitely a much cleaner C word than I would use for them.
Mm. Hear, hear. Yeah, so that's my appliance news. I don't think I have anything else. Do you got anything?
I've not really been appliancing this week, but I've been painting.
Oh.
Which is... Well, I spent 2 days painting my daughter's bedroom.
2 days?
Yeah. Two coats, two days.
Did you use a toothbrush?
No. It's not a particularly big room either. It's really, it was just like.
You're not selling it then, are you? Not selling your effort.
Her bed is just like taking up most of her room. So I haven't got much space to just get on with it. It was just like, it was really hot one of the days. And after about 2 hours, I was like, I'm fucking enough of this. This is really getting on my fucking nerves. I'm really getting hot and sweaty. Can't move. I can't, and it looks shit. Because it's the first coat, so I was, and the second coat looks a lot better. So I was like, at least I stood back and I'm going, okay, I've only slapped the ceiling a couple of times with the roller, so it doesn't look too bad.
Yeah, that's good.
And sort of appliance news. It's that time of year when the debate kind of kicks in about heating.
Oh yeah,
in the houses around here. I don't really have a debate, and we've never had a thermostat until the last 8 months.
You've never had a thermostat?
No, I had to literally manually control everything. It was really fucking annoying. But I've put up with it for like 8 years, and finally got a smart thermostat and all that palaver. Did it myself, plugged it in the controller, and we've got a wireless thermostat and that now. So I've had the temperature set for the same for whatever, but the other day, it was cold enough for the heating to just turn on randomly out, and I was like, well, it doesn't feel that cold. Except when I got up at 5 o'clock Thursday morning, went out, was a little bit late getting out my car for work at like 5 to 6 when I got 5 minutes to get to work, and the fucking car was frosted. I was like, what?
Yeah,
it was like 2 days ago, I was sweating my balls off, and now it's fucking freezing.
Yep. I switched my heating on for the first time this morning. Now, not saying we needed to put it on, but I wanted to just make sure it worked
before you actually needed it.
Proactive in that, like, I want to make sure it works before I actually need it. Yeah. So.
Yeah. See, I don't actually switch mine off. Mine's just on a thermostat. Yeah,
I mean. I haven't. This is the first time I've never turned it off this summer. I just left it. Yeah. It was like set to like 20 degrees from what time or whatever.
That's what I did as well. So.
Oh yeah. See, well, ours will be switched between hot and cool mode. Because we have air conditioning, right? So basically, I'm turning it now to heat. So
you set your aircon on to like 18 and you're heating on to about 21. So they're both blasting out.
You've got those the wrong way around, mate. My aircon is blasting 21 and my heating's on 18.
God, that's cold though. 18 degrees.
Yeah.
Well, that's when you want your heating to come on, I guess, then, is it?
Yeah, but as well, the thing about over here is that sounds cold, but we don't have, we have a real dry winter. So it doesn't, I don't know.
Apart from all the snow, obviously.
I know, that's not, that's the wrong way around.
Which by definition is wet.
I don't know. England's so damp and cold, it gets to your bones, right? Yeah. It's just, we just don't feel it like that over here. It's just, I don't know.
Rubbing it in.
Fucking crappy country. Let's, okay, Neil, you got to hear WhatsApp convo with the wife.
Yeah, bizarrely, this is gaming related because my wife does not play games. But
okay,
yesterday, she goes out for lunch with her friend from work and sends me a WhatsApp picture. It says, "I want one," with a picture. I was like, "What?" It's a picture of a fucking Pac-Man arcade machine, which is available in Costco for 300 quid. It's like basically full size. And I was like, "Are you sure about that?" It's like, "Yeah, it was great fun, 300 quid. I was like, "Yeah, just get a new VR headset instead."
300 quid.
It only plays Pac-Man. I was like, "I'm sure could probably do a bodge-up job." It's an MDF cabinet with probably a retro pie thing in it.
Yeah, you could absolutely build something for less than that.
Mm. But yeah, you never know. She might actually start playing some games. I said, if only we had a device in the house that would play some games. I don't know.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. But yeah, bizarre. But yeah, who knows? We're in a month, we might have a fucking Pac-Man arcade machine in the house.
Yeah, I think we would need to go out. I think you need to go out for opinions on that and find out people who've got them. I know a mate of mine. He kept telling me to build one, but I've had RetroPie here and all. We're going back onto the old games or shit discussion again, right?
Oh, no, you just said they were old before. I'm not sure. Have I convinced you they're actually shit?
I don't know, man. I had the MAME 2000 MAME games on my RetroPie or whatever like that.
Yeah, they're a lot better in your memory than they are in reality.
It's like getting a pinball machine to me. Like, you know, I would love, there's every fiber in my body is saying, buy a pinball machine. But I know once it's in here, it's going to be a big pinball machine taking up a quarter of my space that I really don't play very often, right?
So, and it's only one version of pinball.
Yeah.
Where you can get the whatever it is, Zen pinball on your whatever device. In fact, on the Switch, it's great because you can flick it vertical, can't you, on the Switch? So you can actually play pinball, like, vertical mode.
Yeah, wasn't there something you need? Are you playing that on the Switch?
I haven't, but I'm sure that is a thing you can do.
You can, but the problem is
I can probably do that on my PC because I can flip my monitor 90 degrees and, like, do that. But
yeah. I think somebody released an add-on for the Switch where you can plug the joystick side so that it's vertical. But anyway.
That seems a much better and more flexible and less space-consuming way of doing it.
Well, I'm trying to sell my my Raspberry Pi, so if that tells you anything about having an arcade cabinet.
Well, why do you need to sell that?
Because I don't use it.
Well, that'd be funny. How much are you going to get for it, though?
I don't know, $50.
Really?
Sure.
Is it preloaded, fully loaded with, like, Kodi and everything?
It is. It is
one of those things.
It's got that stuff on it, but I mean, it's just sitting there staring at me. I just feel like it's just like, might as well go get $50 for it from someone.
Yeah, you're more proactive than me. I'd just let it sort of die in a dust ball in the corner.
Well, you say that, Dave. You say that. I did list it, and I had one guy going, "Is it the B or the B plus?" And I was just like, I can't be bothered to deal with you. And I pulled the listing. So. I can't stand tire kickers anymore. It's like just.
I'll give you £1 for it. Oh, fuck off. How much does it say it costs? That's how much it costs.
Yeah. What's going on with the
fee? For me as well? No.
Yeah. I'm only 2 hours down the road. What's going on with the mini PC then, Dave?
Yeah. Really good, actually. Got rid of the mini Mac. Looked at the website and the agent. It was 2012, the Mac that I was replacing.
Mac.
It
obsolete
was,
7 years in.
Yeah, it was. But the PC, it had Windows 10 pre-installed on it. It took about 15 hours to do all the updates and and multiple reboots, and it's not even in the same building that I'm in, so it's like, oh god, it was a bit of a pain in the ass. But once it was done, brilliant.
Yeah,
Netflix.
You're living in like some castle or something without buildings.
No, it's well, I converted the garage, which is a separate building. I converted half for me and the motorbike and all my motorbike gear and my you know, all my tools and stuff, and half the missus for her painting and general, you know, pissing about with stuff and clay and stuff down there. And that's where I put the old Mac and the monitor was. And then so I replaced the Apple Mac down there, and yeah, it's close enough that it's got Wi-Fi and it's got power down there and everything. So yeah, it was good. As soon as all the updates, and you know when you get a new PC and you sit there for like hours and hours and hours, and because it's doing all the updates.
Would it not have been better to, like, you know, do that? I should have Ethernet cable in the house, yeah, before you took it out.
Thinking about it, I could have just plugged it into the TV, plugged it into the network, and then done all that. But I was like, no, right, I'm doing it. It was my day off that I actually had, when I wasn't feeling very well. I had one day off work, and I was like, oh, I just felt awful. But it arrived, and I was like, oh, let's just do something. And I was just like, just take my mind off fucking watching rubbish on TV, and it'll give me something to do. And so, yeah, I said it all happened. And yeah, and then it was quite funny because Vic was like, oh, I wasn't going to say, but that Mac was really pissing me off because it was stuttering. And I was just like, oh, brilliant. You know, it's actually one of the only times I've foreseen a problem that she's had with IT, and she hasn't moaned about it. But yeah, it was actually really, really good. She signed in with her Microsoft account because she's got an account on my PC. And it brought over all of her desktop or her desktop icons.
Yeah.
Like, it was actually really seamless for her to log on to another machine with her Microsoft account.
Yeah.
Mine does that.
The machine that I'm on at the moment is the first one I've gone on to Windows 10 and had an online account with it. So I haven't gone to another machine and logged on as myself. I didn't even realize all that happened. So when she logged on and everything came across, all of her favorites and all of her...
OneDrive and all that hoo-ha.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, actually, that's really good. So I was dead impressed with that. But yeah, so I don't know what I'm going to do with this old Mac now. I've been looking at things like you can create media servers and things like, I don't know.
A Plex server.
I've read into that as well. I have got a NAT, a 4 gig, but I don't really use it. So it might actually be like handy to have that set up with just shed load of stuff we want to watch. But yeah, also BitTorrent.
We don't do BitTorrent, Jay. That's illegal.
No, not
necessarily
illegal. Not using it for illegal things, but for non-illegal things.
There's loads of stuff that gets offered. They would rather have you download it via torrent than direct from their sites.
Mm.
So
I wouldn't know.
You only know the illegal stuff, Neil.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But yeah, there's actually quite a lot, especially even though it's so old, you can actually just wipe the OS and just put a Linux on there with a server.
What is a mini Mac then, is it?
It's a mini Mac.
So what were they? Were they just like those 68,000 processors or whatever? Was that is it old enough to do that? I can't remember.
I don't know. But it's not great as it is, you know. It's not usable as a computer anymore for nowadays, but
it's certainly not once Apple have got hold of it.
But for something in the background.
Yeah, slam iOS 13 on this. No, thanks. It's not working.
Yeah, it's one of those things you just keep it and you just wonder, you know, am I going to find some... Like, it's like having... Like, we have my wife's old iPad. It's just sitting there and I feel like I should have a use for it, but I don't know what it is yet.
Mm.
And then...
Do you need to make something about 6 millimeters higher? Or something?
Yeah, right.
Old iPads are actually quite useful as Kindles, as long as they've still got the battery life. Like, just use it as a dedicated Kindle, and it's actually quite good because the screen is quite good and responsive with flicking through the pages. I know
we've got an old iPad. I think it's an iPad 2, and it's basically useless.
Yeah, but like, say here's the other thing. Like, so I listen to the only radio station I listen to is an internet radio station. So, but I'm usually listen to it when I'm in the kitchen. Well, I've no, you know, normally I would hook my phone up or something. Well, I could possibly use that iPad as a dedicated, hooked into my Wi-Fi, have it continually.
A streaming device.
Yeah,
music streaming.
Constantly streaming. Audio. And just get some Bluetooth speakers in there and then job done. But it's just finding those niche applications where it's going to, you know. Necessity is the mother of invention, right? You know, it's when you really need something and you suddenly go, oh, now I can go put
something to do with this useless iPad.
Yeah. Well, then if you go get rid of it, then you're going to find your use for it. You'll be like, oh, shit, I shouldn't have sold it.
Yeah.
So, which will happen with the Raspberry Pi when I finally get rid of it.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure you could do the same thing with that by the sound of it.
Mm.
Can you not have a voice assistant on your Raspberry Pi or something?
Yeah, I could probably do
that. Install Alexa on it or something stupid.
Yeah, I could probably do that. I'm never going to.
You could probably install Discord onto it and just have a dedicated machine for your Discord.
You could just podcast from it.
Yeah.
All these things. What's going on with your bathroom?
Ah, yeah. No, we're getting a new bathroom in a couple of weeks, but... I ordered all the stuff thinking, oh, yeah, I'll get it all delivered like 2 days before. No. Ordered it. It's like, well, you're going to have it delivered between these 2 days. I was like, well, it's not really what I wanted. And I was like, nope, between those days. So I've got a living room full of bathroom stuff now.
You notice it'll be sound less like echoey today, is it?
yeah, there's a few bits and bobs around, but I've got a few bits of tech with that.
Here we go.
We've got a medicine cabinet that's also Bluetooth enabled and it's got speakers with it. God knows, I don't know. It was
what
I don't know. I don't know if
you can like shower, pair like, your iPhone or whatever device to you. Yeah,
put me
in the person cabinet.
But it will be that when the missus is in the bath, I'll pair a fucking, I don't know, Spice Girls or something into there and piss her off. So we've got a posh cabinet. And we've also got a really posh shower.
You've got about 15 different outlets.
Well, no, it's not that in that respect. It's got a wireless controller switch where you can set the shower to turn on, off, set the temperature, and set the power of the shower from the wireless button.
From your phone. Sounds like the worst thing you could possibly take into the shower.
not from a phone. It's a dedicated sort of separate piece of the shower. So it's not at the shower. You can have it anywhere in the room.
Right. None of this surprises me because I get these plumbing trade show things that come across my desk every so often, and I have seen some weird stuff that the technology for showers and bathrooms and stuff. It's amazing.
But what we didn't realize is that the shower head is a double-sided shower head. It's really weird. But you can
just spray your ceiling as well as your head.
Basically. So there's you know, you get your different like types of showers. So you get your hard spray and your light spray and your mist and all that. And it's normally you just change something on your head on yeah, the just twist shower the head.
Or something, yeah.
Yeah.
But this has got like six different types of novels on one side and four different on the other side. And I think you change it with the wireless button.
I could just see this not working after about 6 months.
You know, Dave, if you want me to come around and help you burn your money, I'm available anytime.
But when it's that thing, isn't it? We're getting somebody to come in and redo our bathroom.
That was going to be my next question. I was like, because all this sounds pretty complicated, like your plumbing now, pumps and things like that, no doubt. And when are you doing that, Dave?
So, no, I'm not doing it. We're getting somebody in. So basically what happened is we organized somebody to come in and said, look, well, our bathroom, like, we haven't changed it since we moved in 15 years ago, and the house is 30 years old, so that's how bad it is. We've done everything.
Is it avocado?
We painted over the avocado. That was the pink and avocado tiles that we painted over. So we all organised for somebody to come in and do it. And we've been recommended somebody, and rang him, and he came round and said, oh yeah, we'll do all this. And I said, okay, that's fine. And he quoted a massive amount of money. We looked at it. That's all the bits. Like the, you know, the bath and the shower and everything. And it's like, no, let's just do it ourselves. And we ordered it all off a website. But as you're going through the web, as you're looking through the words, okay, we'll need a shower. What shower should we have? And it's like when you're buying a PC or anything like that. Like, I don't want the crappiest one. And then you end up just buying the most expensive one, thinking, oh yeah, that's future-proofing that. And it's the same with the bloody medicine cabinet. So, but to be honest, we did it a lot cheaper buying really nice stuff, like, than what he thought, what the bloke was quoting. So we're just going to be paying for the labor on what
his. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, he's not marking it up, right? So,
but yeah, it was going through the list of stuff. So what do we want? Okay, well, we want a medicine cabinet. Okay, right, we want a cabinet. A glass on two sides. Okay, yeah, that's fair enough. So, and then, like, plenty of space in there. And a charging socket for our shavers and the toothbrushes and stuff. And then we wanted anti-fogging because it is a small room and, you know, it does get quite steep. We've got a window. but we don't want it to fog up. So we get the anti-fog. We might as well get the one that doesn't fog, that's got a charging socket with Bluetooth as well, because, you know, it's only a little bit extra. And then you look at it and go, oh shit, that's like 300 quid more than what I was going to pay anyway. But oh well, we're there now.
And the one that's just a bit of wood with a bit of glass on the front.
Pretty much, yeah. So there's just a little bit of tech that we're buying up. So was it next? No, it's not being installed next week. It'll be the week after. So yeah, it might be a bit of a stressful week after that.
Well, all I can say is that I would like to thank you and your wife for giving us material for the next few episodes. It's much appreciated. And I'm going to be delving into the world of...
There's definitely appliance talk coming up in the next few episodes.
Well, to be honest, like, we nearly went down the route of having a Japanese toilet, but like...
Explain.
You know what a Japanese toilet is?
Well, I don't know. Is it different to any other type of toilet?
It's got all the bells
and whistles. It cleans its own toilet seat and that sort of thing.
And the occupant as well.
What? You have to go in there naked and it basically just sprays everything.
Pretty much. And then dries it as well.
Well, I can tell you, I have a bidet on my toilet. Right? I put one of those ones that you can buy and slap it onto the toilet, right?
Is it ones that you just press the flush button and it sprays?
No, it's got a little dial, and you just turn the dial on and the little wand comes out from underneath.
Oh, yeah, you and your little wand.
Raise your anus, right? And let me tell you, and I'm sure I've talked about this before.
You like being sprayed by a little wand up your anus?
Right. Let me tell you, that is a game changer. It's a game changer. And if and I am no word of a lie, you could try and sell me a shower.
I don't know if I'm going to wear this.
Complicated shower in the world, but if it was up against something that was cleaning my ass, that wins every day. Not only did I install one, I have one at home. I installed one in my bathroom at work, and I used it today. I tell you, you have no idea how many times it could be an absolute bloodbath down there. You just turn it on, and it just washes all your cares away. You're not sitting there for the rest of the day in your office with that Gucci smell coming out.
If this isn't the most popular episode ever in the history of podcasts, I don't know what we're doing wrong.
Game changer. I am not joking. Dave, you've got the opportunity now. Get
Did you not buy a bidet? If you want a Bluetooth bidet?
No. Well, we haven't got space for a separate bidet. But like,
you can just bang one in the toilet, surely.
Why
are you going to buy a Japanese toilet?
Lads, you know what I'm talking about, all right? You know it.
Right, so
there's nothing quite like a clean sphincter.
I nearly put down the coin for it, but the problem was, and it is, it's still perceived as something that the infirm use. So
what, a bidet?
Can't, yeah, or no, not the bidet, but the toilet bidet combo.
It's like the first thing that Mrs. said.
Well, yeah, basically. So that's what put the missus off. But I'm intrigued about this install.
I'll send you the link. Anyway, right, I'm sending you the link. It like
you've still got cost, time. You've still got like, time.
The ones I bought them off Amazon. They cost like about $35-$40. I tell you what, changed my life.
Do you want to put a sponsored link in the show?
Let me just tell you. No, I put one in and I was so amazed at how great it changed my life that I can tell you I know four other guys who I work next door to. They all bought them and put them in their offices too. And everyone is
as close as sponsorship as we are.
Where I work, it's the Clean Anus Club. CAC. I'll send you the link.
Yeah, like because the difference between the
put it on the episode notes so everyone can see it.
The difference between like the Japanese toilet and the normal toilet was like 600 or 700 quid. It was like, oh, I can't.
Well, that sounds like a noise you might make in the bathroom.
No, the Japanese take it next level. Right,
they had like heated, like
man, I'm dreaming about stuff like that.
I want to go to Japan, but not because of the toilets.
The level that they have in the Japanese toilets, right, is that they have a button that when you press the button, it makes the sound of flushing water to disguise the plops that you're doing so that people don't hear it.
Like, does it sense when you're evacuating your bowels? So it times it perfectly.
Yeah, the one that I was looking at played music during noisy episodes. Yeah.
See, Neil, you're already there. You should be on the design team of this stuff. You're already got. Your mind's going. You're in the zone. You know it. You're in denial, man. Get one.
I've wasted my life.
I think you need one of these. I'm going to send you the link. We should talk about video games.
Maybe. I don't know. It doesn't seem as interested now.
It's not as interesting. There's no way it's as interesting. Okay, let's go on to what we've been playing so we can crack on with this. Shall I start? I'll start.
Go on, you start.
Resident Evil 4 is now dead to me. I finished off...
For good, forever?
For now.
Until it comes out on Xbox 3.
Yeah, until it comes out or something. Until I get the hankering to play it again in a few years' time. I finished Simon Ada. I finished Separate Ways, which was really quite full on. And then
did you get your thingy typewriter. Yep,
I got my Chicago typewriter, Infinite Rocket Launcher. Broke the game's broken. The only thing left for me to do
is it actually fun now then?
No, sorry. It's fun. It's fun for about like I played through the whole campaign again, but raced through it. Right, it's just nothing can stand in your way. That's fun, but then that's done. Right, you're done. Like there's no real. I could play professional, but I can't be bothered, and so I'm done.
Professional.
So it's supposed to be like super difficult. I'm like, no, I'm not interested in that. So we'll draw a line under Resident Evil. Thank you very much. I started playing Bloodstained. I'm trying to
start it again.
Yeah, but now like, so I'm sitting because Resident Evil's gone. I can sit down and play Bloodstained. So I've got to the first boss, and he keeps killing me. I'm not too happy about that, but I realize I need to take a step back and just
you need to get good.
What's happened was I went through racing through Resident Evil 4 with an infinite rocket launcher, right, and realizing nothing can stand in my way to a game that's actually quite challenging. So I need to, but I will say that I'm still very early days in it, but I really, really like what I'm seeing on that game. Like it just, I love the style of it. I love the fact that you're playing as a woman who looks like Chun-Li. I just love, it just looks exactly like what I need in that game right now, where it should be in this day and age. I think, and I pretty much sort of said that last week.
I have not played any more of it since.
I am definitely going to be playing more of that. So
I don't know when I'm going to fit everything in at the moment.
We can only do what we can do.
Yeah.
I'm going to be wrapped up in a second. But the other thing, Apple Arcade. I kept Apple released Apple Arcade. I don't know if you guys are aware of this.
Oh yes.
Which is their subscription service. $5 a month, and then you get to play unlimited whatever it is that is available on Apple Arcade.
No ads, no microtransactions. Is it?
I guess
all of the games.
And I did that because Shipwreck from the CAGcast had tweeted that he would really enjoy a game called What the Golf.
Also available on Epic Store.
Oh, is it?
Okay.
It is.
Yeah. Anyway, I've been playing that. It's great. Great little game. Perfect toilet game while I'm having my ass washed.
You can play it on your PC on the toilet. Might be a bit of a hassle.
But
maybe Dave, you should have thought about that when you ordered your new bathroom. You could have a whole PC.
Well, I could get, I mean, I could maybe just put a PC like Dave bought on the wall opposite. I'd never move. But anyway, What the Golf is really cool. It's like a little, I'm not going to spoil it if anybody's played it, but basically you should try it if you get the chance.
I've listened to the CAGcast, so I've heard quite a lot about the sort of, where it goes. Make it not just a golf game.
Yeah, exactly. It's, you know, What the Golf is exactly a great title for it. Like, what on earth is going on? It's bonkers, but it's really enjoyable. It's a nice little 5 minute killer every so often.
5 minutes, you got that down pretty quick.
Busy man. Plus, I save time not having to wipe my arse.
Yeah, clearly, it's all hands free.
Go on.
Are you signed up paying now, or are you on a free trial?
Free month. And that's what I was going to go on about. I cannot see this going on. I mean, I'm scrolling through the list. I tried some other games. There were a couple of other puzzle type games on there.
There's a game on there, I believe, that Matt is playing on Steam. What's it called? The one he's been playing quite a lot of.
Not Slay the Spire.
No. It's Overland, is it, or something? Overland.
I think
or
he just like started that. Playing that, didn't he?
That I think I'm sure that's on there.
Yeah.
Or there's another one, Grindstone. I've heard a lot about. There's a few in there that I've heard of people raving about.
That's what I need. Then. It's worth the money. People to tell me that what they're raving about because
I've just told you two.
Okay, well I'll try and remember. I mean, I tried another one called Sneaky Sasquatch. I don't know,
sounds shit.
Yeah, it was. I couldn't be bothered with that. And then, like I say, another couple of puzzle games, but they didn't hold my interest for long at all. So I'm not going to renew I just don't want a paying service. That if I'm going to pay $5 a month for something, I don't want it to be that. I'd rather spend $5 a month on an app every month.
On an actual game.
On an actual game.
Do you really want to play?
Yeah.
You could buy Hoplite for $3.
Oh, yeah. You were talking about that last week, weren't you?
I finished it. The 16 levels that I could do for free. I have no desire to pay any money for that.
Right.
It was all right, but I'm a bit like the problem for me is, as I've said before, I don't really enjoy playing on the phone.
No, and I think I'm the same. Like I say, you know, I'll sit down and maybe just time waste for them.
If I'm on the toilet and I'm doing using my phone, I'll probably just look at Twitter and not do anything, just read bollocks and read about how shit everything is for like 10 minutes while I'm doing a shit. So
yeah, well, like, you know, so your mileage may vary on Apple Arcade. For me, I can't see it. Not really my jam, but there you go. So that wraps up what I've been playing, really. You know, I think I'll have more to talk about for Bloodstained next week for sure. And trying
is that your next big thing?
Yeah, it will be. I think the other thing I did, I tried desperately to play Monster Hunter Iceborne.
Oh, it's just on Xbox Game Pass.
Oh god, I can't get it. It's just again, I've failed in trying.
This is it's like a not game. Dark Souls like, but like it's a sort of Destiny stroke Dark Souls type thing. I think, isn't it?
No, I don't know. I didn't even. I mean, it was so long winded to get to do anything.
That and then just die.
That I died. Well, I didn't even get to a chance to die. I was like, I was just done with it before I even started playing the game. The loading times were abysmal. I don't know, like.
A lot of people love that game. I think you're one of them things. It's like Dark Souls, isn't it? Like, if that's your thing, then you like it and you'll love it and you'll just do nothing else but.
Yeah.
And you'll put up with all of the crap stuff around it because the bits that are good you love. So.
Yeah, I played Monster Hunter 3 for a little bit on the 2DS, and it's a bit like that. It's there's a lot of prep, there's a lot of sort of setup, and then you do what you need to do. Hopefully, like kill a random animal, and then you go back, and then there's a lot of prep and a lot of organization, and it's if you like it, you like it, but it's not for everyone.
Yeah. Bizarrely, they did announce that they are introducing Leon Kennedy and Claire Redfield skins.
Oh, you're going to go straight
from Resident Evil. Yeah, so that perked up my ears, but no, still no go. So, okay, well, let's just go down in order then. Neil, what you got first?
Where should I start? All right, main game. One game I've played a lot this week. The game that we talked about last week that has moved over to Steam, Destiny 2. It's Destiny 2. There's a lot more Destiny 2 to play now. And the new area, the moon, that we launched on Tuesday if you bought the stuff.
New area?
Kind of new. Old area, but with lots of new areas that weren't in the first area. I've got to be honest. I plan it. When I moved to Steam, I was a bit like, no, is it me or is things just, they've changed like the field of view or something when you're like in the tower. I feel like your character's a little bit smaller, you're a bit further away and you can see a bit more or, I don't know, excuse me, little fly. But the actual new area, they've kind of, there's got some of the classic like enemies in it, like the Vex and the Hive, but they've definitely had a bit of a graphical upgrade, I would suggest. They're a new kind of breed, a lot of them, and they're a lot more detailed. There's a lot. Well, it's a big ass game now on PC. It's 80, 90 gig or whatever. Yeah, it's big. There's a lot of content there now, though. I mean, the thing is with it is if you download the free version, which you can't play some of the stuff that I've been playing, you still download the whole lot, as far as I know.
I downloaded last night.
You can play you can go to the moon in the free version, but you can't play the campaign that's available that I've paid for. So you can go to all the areas. You just can't do all of the content if you don't pay the money. So it looks great. I love, just fucking love it. Hello. Samson's a fan.
Yeah, the dog's having an old shake. He's rolling around on the floor. He's very happy about your Destiny chat.
It's they've made a few changes, little tweaks here and there to a lot of the PvP stuff. The whole armor system has changed. There's a lot of a much more varied range of armor that you can buy that affects your stats in a completely different way now. They've completely changed all of that. So you have like a way back in Destiny 1, you had intellect, strength and discipline. And discipline was affected your speed of your regrowth of your grenade, and strength was your melee, and intellect was your super. And now every piece of armor has got different amounts of these things, plus, because they binned that off basically in Destiny 2, but now it's back. But as well as that, on the armor now, you've got your mobility and your armor strength and your recovery is all got six stats basically for each armor piece, and each armor piece has got different numbers. It's very early days, so a lot of people, like, there's a whole load of stuff like I don't know what's best yet, and there's a lot more flexibility and a lot more variation in each piece of armor to sort of get the ideal thing to fit your playstyle and whichever game mode you're playing and all that sort of stuff. Much more complicated. Well, complicated is a word, I suppose, but there's a lot more
depth to everything, it sounds
like. Much more depth and a lot more like I want to search for the thing that really suits me kind of thing. So I think they've done a pretty good job so far, basically. And the new campaign is pretty cool. It's just tons of stuff to do. But yeah, you're doing the same. Technically, you're kind of just basically you're going around shooting shit in the face, but it's good shooting shit in the face action. And the PvP has had a lot of changes to weapon types and how much damage they do and all that sort of stuff. So it's all a bit, there's always a meta of Destiny. There's always a gun that's like the best gun to have. And it's very, so early days that I don't know if anyone really knows what the best guns are. I've been changing it up a bit, because a lot of the things are, do this kind of thing to get this reward, and it makes you go into different activities with different weapons to play a different way and all that sort of stuff to check everything out, basically, until you kind of find what's fun for you or what works for you. Because I was going to say, I'm still playing with controller. You can definitely tell when you play against people who know what they're doing with a mouse and keyboard on PC. I think,
but that will happen. You will face off against people on
Mac. There's no like locking out control methods on Destiny. It's like I'm on PC, so I'm only playing with PC people. No. I can't be asked with learning mouse and keyboard because I've played a shitload of Destiny or controller, as I said before. I'm just quite comfortable just sitting there with my controller. I can sit back. I am at my desk, but I'm leaning back in my chair, relaxing, playing Destiny rather than hunched over my mouse and keyboard, getting massively stressed, like playing PUBG, and going, for fuck's sake, I've missed that guy again, and he just nailed me with one shot. But
fair enough.
Yeah, I think they've done a pretty. I've played the paid version that I've paid for the new content. I don't know what it's like if you play the free version now. A lot of the content is there to play for nothing. So it'd be intriguing if someone did play it and could say about it, but I've not heard anyone say anywhere that I've listened to podcasts or whatever that the free version was like. And most of the people I listen to, look at or whatever in playing Destiny are people who massively invested in Destiny, so they're not playing the free version. So it's difficult to know how that works, but there's definitely a lot to do for nothing. So yeah, I will be playing that for the foreseeable future, I think. That is, like, I couldn't play it Monday, was it? It was off for 24 hours Monday.
Yeah.
well, month, like whatever it is, 24 hours, 10 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time. So 6 p.m. Tuesday, it became available, sort of. It didn't really work Tuesday, 6 p.m. Thankfully, I had things to do. And it still really wasn't working at 7 p.m. because it was a bit mental, bit busy, which I have experienced before with Destiny. When the new content comes out, it can be a little bit insane, people trying to get on and play it. Even when they were under Activision with all their megabucks, they couldn't really handle the load at times. So on Monday, because I couldn't play Destiny, I bought FIFA for my son. And he's been playing a lot of moaning about it. I did say about it last week. So
you bought FIFA for your son?
Yeah, so it's a disc version. So I was just like, can't play Destiny, don't know what to do. I'm going to play some FIFA for a bit on Monday night. I played Ultimate Team without, I don't spend any money. And I haven't played FIFA for I don't know how long, so I don't play online. But
okay, I was going to say, I don't recall you playing FIFA.
No, I haven't played it since God knows when. No. I used to play PES years ago quite a bit, and then I played a lot of FIFA 16, I think, Ultimate Team. Spent a few quid on that, and then realised what it was doing, and went, no, not playing that anymore. But this time I was watching him play it, and I was like, actually, it looks quite a good game of football. So played a bit of the football. Started the Ultimate Team. I ain't going to spend no money on it, no way. But it's all right. It's all right if you like a bit of football.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people do. I was getting my hair cut last week and loads of guys were talking about it while they were getting their hair cut.
Mm.
I chimed in. I went, well, I heard they were making some changes to the defence and whatever. That was pretty much all that I could contribute.
And there were, I bet that's kicked off a 20-minute conversation with the FIFA fans about the defence. But definitely, I didn't play last year's game at all. I haven't played FIFA 18 either, but I have watched my son play FIFA 18 because we had that. We didn't buy 19. It's football, isn't it? You know, if you like it or you don't. A lot of people do like it.
They do, for sure.
And the Ultimate Team is its own little beast, which can be quite addictive, that whole sort of challenge of building your team from shit to something half decent and then something quite good at the end of it.
Potentially. But that's, you've got to pay for that though. Right?
Well, you don't have to. You can play it. You can play the system because they have got a lot of like in-game. They're doing a bit of a season pass type thing. Oh, I meant to say about that, about Destiny 2, because I bought the deluxe edition or whatever with all the season passes. They're doing a season pass with that, so I'm not quite sure how it works. If you buy the basic Shadowkeep, but this season I've got this. Everyone, if you buy Shadowkeep, has got the season pass. Back to Destiny.
Hang on a second, are we back on
to Back to Destiny 2.
Your Honor, recap.
I had a beer or two, so I did forget to say this.
Objection.
So every so much XP, you'll get like rewards through the season. So there's 100. It's a lot. You look at it. It looks a lot like a Fortnite style battle pass or Apex Legends or whatever. There's 100 levels. So there's a season pass in Destiny 2. I'm up to nearly level 10.
That sounds like PUBG.
Similar. You get your cosmetics. There's like XP boosters and bits of armor and glimmer, which is their sort of basic, real basic currency. There's like every level you go up, however many XP, you get a load of rewards. I forgot to say that. But that's kind of a nice addition, actually. It makes you feel like you're actually progressing without necessarily doing a great deal. But other than just shooting shit. But
Yeah,
so there's something similar in FIFA this time around. Bless you, whatever that was.
Sorry, that was me hiccuping.
You got the yes there, Dave.
Hiccups, yeah.
So there's a lot more. You can earn a lot more rewards in FIFA than you can in the past. I don't know about last year. Like I say, I've not played it, but certainly from the versions I've ever played, you do so many things. You can earn this pack and that pack and this pack and that pack, and there's a lot of stuff you can get without paying any money this time around, there's still the opportunity to spend a shitload of money.
Does it feel like they had to rein it in slightly and just?
I don't know about that. I think, like, you go look at YouTube or whatever, and it's just full of people opening packs, pack opening videos. That's all that. And I'm like, Adam, boy, just do not spend any money or any of your coins on packs. They're all garbage. Because we watched one, and it was just like some YouTuber takes us on PlayStation, so you can do that share play thing where you can take over people's accounts. So obviously he was going into loads of different people's accounts. They'd played whatever thing to challenges to get to certain levels, so you get certain rewards, and it was opening the packs, and it's like, oh, it's complete garbage. Like, oh, it's complete garbage. Oh, it's complete garbage. Like, literally 9 times out of 10. And then one is like, oh, he's half decent. Oh, yeah, he's okay. And yeah, so it was just like a reinforcement of that whole, do not spend your coins on packs. They're all shit.
Yeah.
But people do. So more the fool then.
Yep. All right.
And I don't know if I did it Monday. My last game that I really played this week, the Xbox Game Pass game, Dirt Rally 2, which I was quite excited about playing. It's on PC Game Pass. I think it's on Xbox Game Pass as well.
I think you kept mentioning it, and it was having a conversation, and it really didn't get much traction from anyone.
Well, the first Dirt Rally game, I mean, like way back, I used to love Colin McRae Rally, which was like the sort of the godfather of these type of games. This is Codemasters, same company making it, you know. And Dirt Rally 1 was the first kind of game that was like harkened back to Colin McRae way back.
Right.
But way back when I played Colin McRae, I only had a controller. And same with, I've only played Dirt Rally 2 with a controller. The joy is getting the steering wheel and the pedals and the brakes and pedals. Dirt Rally 1 with, I played it in VR. I don't know if I actually played it in VR, but that would be mental. But with the steering wheel, it's fucking great. But I haven't played Dirt Rally 2. I don't know if it works because it's a Game Pass game.
Is it Game Pass on PC?
It's Game Pass PC. I'm not sure. I think it's on Xbox as well. So, but my steering wheel works on both, but I have played it on PC. Didn't play it for long. Looks absolutely incredible. As did Dirt Rally 1 when you've got a decent, half-decent PC. Some of the rallying, holy shit, it's fucking hard. Argentina, fuck me. Which was the first thing I did on Dirt Rally 2. By the side of the road, which is, I don't know, the width of a car is the road. There's just massive fucking rocks everywhere. And it's like, go away for the first three corners. Like, we've got a puncture at the left rear. I was like, no, fucking hell, that's fuck this game then, isn't it? Right. After about 30 seconds, I was like,
I always thought if the first one was hardcore, like,
yeah, the first one was hard, but if you went through like sort of the campaign, you definitely started in the easier areas. I didn't realize it was, I don't know, I think I was just doing like a custom rally and I just went Argentina, and fucking hell, that must be one of the later ones. It's well hard, really, really hard. There was like the UK was always really hard in Dirt Rally 1. And there was other rallies like, were just like real wide roads, nice and easy, not really any damage. Didn't really mess your car up within like three corners like I did on that one. But if you're liking a rally game, it's very, very good. But I only played with controller. I do want to dig my steering wheel out. There we go. Because that, like I say, Dirt Rally 1 with the steering wheel was just amazing, and in VR I'm sure it was even more amazing, but I don't think I can play Dirt Rally 2 via Windows Store in VR. I haven't dug too deep because I only played it for about half an hour, but very good for what I played. I'll probably go back, but like I said, at the minute, yeah, I can't see me doing much other than playing Destiny 2 for a long time at the moment.
Okay, good. Dave, hiccups.
Yeah, still got hiccups. Borderlands 3. Not 2. I originally wrote down. No, I had Borderlands 2 on the mind. Borderlands 3. I think I said about it last time I was on.
I think you just started it when you talked about it before.
Just started it, yeah. So I've completed the campaign with one character, and in the usual sense, you do the trump. Oh god, these bloody
this is gonna be amazing.
Doing the true Vault Hunter mode now, which. Oh, basically means you go through.
It's not perfect timing, isn't it?
Brilliant.
You go through the story again, but you keep the level that you finished on.
You play the same character.
Yeah, same character. You've got multiple save slots, so you can have different characters. Oh god. and I'm trying to talk through it. And you do have a central bank slot, which is only 50 slots, which isn't actually a lot. But to be honest, I'm still on the same character of Moz.
So can you start potentially with a whole new character?
You can start with a whole new character. We can. You can. There's
but
four.
Would you have to start right from the very beginning?
You'd have to start right from the beginning. Yeah. So, so you only go into the true Vault Hunter mode, which is harder enemies and loot. Once you finish the campaign, but I've finished the campaign once, and I'm going through it again. Second time through. But I bought the season pass. And there's some more content. There's some more content coming. I think it's Halloween themed.
Okay.
So around Halloween, no. end of October. Oh god.
Dave, just drink about.
I know. Just
Carlo Lager or something.
Right. I wonder if that's fixed it. So yeah, still really enjoyed it. I have my settings so that I have dirty randos come in and join me at various points.
Okay.
And somebody did troll me the other day.
When you
do true Vault Hunter mode, you have three different mayhem settings. You have mayhem 1, 2, and 3, and they get harder in rank. So one is like a 10% buff to the enemies and a sort of a debuff to you, so it makes everything hard, a little bit harder. And then it scales up, and 3 is 50% the enemies are harder, and you get a lot more sort of harder enemies, and you're a lot weaker, and a lot of your like there's a debuff to not only your standard guns, but any effects those guns have on enemies as well, so like radiation or freeze or whatever. And somebody randomly came in and changed my mayhem settings from 1 to 3, and I didn't notice, and then they logged off, and I was like, oh okay, they must have just joined and left. And I was
how
like,
can
oh,
they change okay. your settings
because it they're because they joined my game, which is the sort of server host of the game. When they jumped in, I was still in my home base where you can change those settings. There's a control panel that you change that.
Right.
And I probably had a pop-up, but I didn't realize. I didn't see it. And then they bugged off, and then I started the next level. Like, oh god, this is taking me hours to do this. These are really hard. Like I'm going through like certain bits of the level, like using all my ammo, all my grenades, like every last bit, running around and searching for more ammo. It's like, god, these are really hard. And then somebody else joined and went, oh, this is quite difficult. Have you got it on the hardest set? I was like, no, I'm just on man one because I'm only like level 30. And like I've read a little bit before, level 25 to like 40 is 1, 40 to 45 is mayhem 2, and then 45 onward mayhem 3. It's like, no, I haven't changed them. And then like me and this other person were going through it, and like he kept on like saying, "This is really, you sure you're not got it?" No. And then he logged off, and then the next day I was like, "I'll just double check this." Yeah, like the guide set it to Mayhem 3. I was like, "You bastard!" But yeah, so but to be honest, it actually leveled me up quicker. So like, like because it was a lot harder, the XP that you gain is a lot more. So yeah, there's you know. But it was just like you bastard, he's baiting, come on. I think he's just going on to everyone's just to be a git, really.
I don't understand why he how does he get any satisfaction out of that, because he doesn't even hang around to see the result of his fucking like,
you know what trolls are like, they're just yeah,
just
they're
weird
like,
people.
We'll jump on there.
I'm going to jump in, and then I'm literally going to not see the result of it whatsoever. I'm just going to do it to somebody else.
Yeah. That's what trolls are like, isn't it?
Weird. Absolutely but, weird.
No, it you know, but it's still fun. I'm still enjoying it. yeah, I'm not going to go completely. There's some people going completely nuts with it, and you know, just trying to get every legendary weapon at level 50 that they can.
So is it just like a story campaign type thing, isn't that the whole thing?
Well, no, there is lots. There's lots of sub quests as well.
Yeah,
And there is some multiplayer. There is. I haven't actually done it myself.
Well, but PvP type multiplayer.
Not PvP, but it's a cooperative, Thunderdome style thing where you're all chucked into an arena where you've got to go through levels. But you join the quest and you're automatically put into a group of four that are all doing like starting at the same time, and then you four randos are fighting through this slaughter dome, and you get good sort of loot and stuff from it. But that's the sort of forced cooperative play of it, but. It sounds good, and yeah, all the old characters from the old games make an appearance at some point throughout the story, which is really good. There's some really good callbacks.
You played all the old ones, have you?
Yeah. So
all of them. I'd like to say all three of them.
So you had one, two,
and the pre-sequel,
and then the pre-sequel, and then I did play the story. Mm.
Tales from the Borderlands.
Tales from Borderlands as well. Yeah, that was good. So yeah, it's some good bits on it as well. So
sounds to me like I'm hearing that they've done good with this one.
Mm. Yeah.
They've done good. They've if done you like
good,
Borderlands,
good with the game. There's some not very good stories coming back from the development of it. Whereas they wouldn't hire. Voice actors that were through the unions and some of the.
Well, they said something weird about use. We're really proud of using local talent or something.
Yeah,
because like Troy Baker is pretty famous, isn't it? He was in one of the Borderlands games as a voice actor and wasn't in this one. And he just said, "I couldn't do it because they wouldn't use union." Whatever. So he's obviously since, I don't know the ins and outs and all of this sort of thing, but
there's a few issues with the development
stuff that went on during the development that wasn't necessarily about the game.
But I think they've done the output of the game itself is good, it's enjoyable. There's a bit of pity about some of the things.
Have you joined up with anyone to play like co-op?
Well, that's what I set my settings to just have randos just join in. I don't think I know anybody that actually plays.
Is it play through the Epic game store?
Yes, Epic. Yeah. So that's another thing that people didn't like about it as well. I've got all the Borderlands on the Steam store, but yeah, this one is Epic only. But if they actually had crossplay, then I think there'll be a lot of people I'd know that I play with.
PlayStation, like PS4 people, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, like nobody with the epic. But it's even as a single, just going for it as a single player, the story stuff. It's really good.
Cause you a problem only playing it, sort of.
No.
Well, you're playing it with other people. How does it work then? You play with someone for like a mission, and then they disappear after the mission.
No. So I could join anybody else's online game. So. Or they join me, but because I'm just going through the story, I've just set my game to open. So I act as the host. So anybody joining, like, joins my progression on the missions and submissions and stuff like that. And then whatever, it doesn't matter what level they're at, they get scaled and the enemies get scaled to what I am, the same level as. So I can't, so somebody level 50 can't join me and when I'm level 25 and just burn for everything. Everything gets scaled to equally. And then they progress, but because there's two of us in the game sort of scales the enemies to be harder for two of us. So
you get more ads and that sort of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. it's good. I don't know. I think Borderlands 2 was a really good game. There was some obvious bugs, and there is a few issues with a few characters. Each character's got different sort of skills and power ups and things like that. And there they are patching it very often at the moment to try and sort of make sure nobody's completely overpowered, because there's a few builds on a few characters that are just ridiculous, and they're basically one-shotting the end boss because they haven't quite the skills stack in a certain way. If you build a character a certain way, it just completely breaks them. So they have been pretty good with the development, the updating of it and stuff. Yeah, it's still very enjoyable. I'll still play it for a while, especially when there's content coming out. I'll be jumping on that, because the DLC for Borderlands 1 and 2 I thought was very good. They had, I think there's one out of Borderlands 2, there was like 8 or 12 updates, and only one or two of them were not very good.
Borderlands 2 has ridiculous amounts of extra content.
Yeah, but most of it was a lot of story. They didn't sort of cheap out on it too much. I don't think so. Enjoyed that.
All right.
I forgot to say something about Destiny 2 when I was talking about that.
Oh God's sake!
But one of the really cool things that I thought they'd added, I didn't know this was coming, is a lot of the maps from PvP in Destiny 1 have reappeared. We were saying it was about recycling old content as if it was a bad thing, but there were some really good maps on Destiny 1 on the PvP. I didn't know they were here, and I was like, just playing some what they call Crucible, which is their PvP mode. And I was like, playing this map came up, I was like, I think this is a Destiny 1 map. I don't remember playing this in Destiny 2. And I was a bit like, because I played so much, I really can't remember which one's which. But I know I hadn't played this map for bloody ages. And I was like, yes, it was definitely Destiny 1 map. Twilight Gap. And what was the other one? Widow's Court. There was a couple that turned up. I was like, I really miss playing these maps. They were really fucking good. Played shitloads of them when it was in Destiny 1. But so they have, like I say, people complain you pay the extra money and it's recycling old content, but it's good content. It's not taking away any of the other content that you had in Destiny 2. It's just adding to it. So it's good as far as I'm concerned.
Good. Anything else? Should we move on to news? Should we go to the home straight?
Go on then.
Well, yeah, I think it's up to you. Here's the news jingle.
Well,
do news.
I didn't actually put this first one in. I did say in the WhatsApp chat earlier. I was flicking through Facebook earlier, and I'd scrolling down like I normally do, really not paying attention to hardly anything. And I was like, that's weird. I've seen like Red Dead Redemption 2 come up about fucking 5 or 6 times, and I didn't really fucking twig until like the 5th or 6th time. I was like, why does that keep coming up? I was like, don't we fucking finally announce it for PC?
So, the news story. Rockstar likes money. Red Dead Redemption 2 is coming to PC.
Mm-hmm. Well, lots of people will be interested in that. I'm not one of them, unfortunately.
Have you played it at all?
Yes.
Have you? Right.
Yes. I have it on Xbox. And it just did not float my boat at all. But
what was your complaint? I've heard the complaints are it's stupidly over the top, takes ages to do everything, really slow.
I'm not gonna hone in on anything in particular on that. All I know is that Rockstar and me have never really got on. I've never been a massive Grand Theft Auto fan. I didn't really like Red Dead Redemption 1. And I started playing Red Dead Redemption 2, and I'm not drawn into these games,
You love a good story game. I don't understand this.
It's just one of those things. I don't know what it is. It's just maybe the way the gameplay is. It's just the way it's balanced with what you have to do and the ways to go about it. It just doesn't grab me. So that's all I'm saying. I'm not going to sit here and say they're crap or anything like that. They're obviously not. A lot of people love them to death and think they're the best thing ever. It just doesn't do it for me.
I've not finished GTA 5, and I've bought that game 3 fucking times.
Yeah.
You've not finished it?
No. I've started on the Xbox 360, got quite a fair way into it. I always get fucking sidetracked into getting the 5 stars fucking police thing and just, I'm going to get up to 5 stars and just get away. And that's what that was my playthrough for the last fucking 6 hours. And then the next time I go to it, I'm going to do the story. No, I end up doing some weird fucking side mission. I never finished Red Dead 1.
Does anyone here care about Red Dead 2?
I'm intrigued by Red Dead 2. Because people are, people are saying it's one of the best games ever made. But, it's like, would you not play through the entire of The Last of Us? I don't know. Because that's another one that's like, best game ever.
Yeah. Dave?
Yeah. I would have said yes, but I didn't finish Red Dead 1. I got halfway through it, got to Mexico, and went, I'm bored now. Didn't play Last of Us. Was interested at the start of it when it was on consoles on this game, but I think I've absorbed what I want about this game already through YouTube. And
the big problem for me is it's only coming out in fucking about 4 weeks, and I'm like, there's no way I'm gonna have time to play that fucking game. I'm gonna be still playing Destiny.
Fine, I'm sure it'll still be selling gangbusters in a year's time. So
GTA, look, related story, but GTA is still what, 5th on the most played games on Steam,
games on Steam.
It's just
great. All right, come on then. I'm gonna push you guys along on the news. What we got next?
Right. Well, did we touch on this last week? I don't know. PS4 crossplay. Did we say something about that last week? Did it come up?
PS4 crossplay, I think, came up that they weren't cross-playing on something that's, I can't remember.
I can't remember. I'm sure it came up. But basically, it's kind of been in a beta mode, but no one's really acknowledged it. But now it's available to everyone. So I saw pictures of FIFA and stuff like that. I was like, if that happens, great. Like, cross-platform players. Like I said last week, I played Modern Warfare cross-platform. Yeah. And it worked completely fine.
Okay.
But I certainly wasn't any worse for the experience that I've ever played in any beta that I've ever played before. In fact, if anything, it works better than most. So you were getting into games a lot quicker. But
didn't this week they announced cross-play for PUBG on consoles?
Between PlayStation and Xbox, yes.
Yeah.
But you still can't play with PCs.
You don't want to play against PC players.
No. Well, no. They're all arseholes anyway. So.
yeah, I mean, it's great, really. I mean, that you know, to consolidate the players, if you're invested in that game and now you know that you're going to be able to get, you know, they're effectively opening, you know, doubling your player base, let's say, just for pulling a number out of the air, but effectively doubling the player base. That's wonderful news, right? For people who are playing online games.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's good. So they were kind of sort of dragging their feet a bit, it seemed.
Oh, good for them.
But now it's all good. Let's go. Good.
All right.
Okay. We talk a fair bit about Game Pass. Yes, there's a bit of a PlayStation week, fair enough. But we've talked a lot about Game Pass over the, you know, the last couple of months. They've had a lot of good press. And obviously PlayStation have their PlayStation Now, which was before Game Pass, which was mostly, obviously, initially a streaming service. And then they let you download the PS4 games to your PS4. And now it's had a bit of a price cut, and it's actually got some fucking good games in it. God of War is available in a PlayStation Now. It might be temporary until January, whatever. And it still probably doesn't match up with the whole Game Pass promise of first party releases day and date on Game Pass. It definitely doesn't do that. But there's quite a lot of fucking games available on PlayStation Now if you haven't played that games, and it works on PC, which is the thing. It is £9 a month. Or they do like discounts for 3 months or 12 month multiple subscriptions. Did I? That's you and
I think we need somebody who uses this to talk to us about it. Because really, I don't.
You can get a 3 weeks trial.
A week.
A week. Yes.
He's still my beating heart.
But I've had £23 something sitting in my PlayStation account for fuck knows how long. So I'm thinking when it comes that I may have played a shitload of Destiny 2, if there's 3 weeks there still, I might just go, I haven't played God of War, fuck it, I might see if I can bang through that in a week. And then if I don't, I've still got £23 in my PlayStation account that I could potentially pay for a month or two.
Do it
to play through that game, but I'm not going to do it now. No after way, because I'm full on into Destiny.
After,
mode,
do it right. After Destiny 2 and then after Red Dead Redemption 2. If you could do that,
I don't think I'm going to
chart out what you're going to be doing for us for the next year and a half.
I don't think I'm going to play Red Dead 2.
Okay,
I am intrigued about it, but I can't see me buying that straight away. Definitely okay. not when it comes out, because I'll be full on Destiny. There's stuff coming out all the time at the minute for Destiny, so I'm not. So it's not even been out a week, and there's fucking still stuff, new stuff all the time. So,
all right.
But yeah, PlayStation Now, it looks a lot more inviting than it did, shall we say? Before it was a bit like it's fucking too expensive, and there's nothing to play.
Well, they've got some real competition with Game Pass, haven't they? Now,
yeah, they've definitely stepped it up. That's for sure. And like I say, you can play these games streaming. Excuse me, my turn. On PC, which you cannot, you can't play them on Xbox, obviously, but you can if you have a PC and don't have a PlayStation. You can play a lot of the PS4 games, at least on. Well, it's all the stuff that you can stream, which includes a load of PS3 games. Not that I'm really sure you really want to. You can play them on PC if you download the app, and there is a week free trial. Next bit of PlayStation news. Head honcho, Sean Layden, is leaving. This is a bit strange. It all came out a bit out of the blue. And I looked at his Twitter feed a minute ago, and he was still tweeting out PlayStation stuff.
Is it that strange, though? I mean, look, he's been there 32 years.
But they didn't really say much other than he's leaving, and he's not said anything.
Well, what's there to say, right? You know, hey, look, I'm done. I'm just done, right? I'm done. Maybe he doesn't want to talk about what he's got.
I don't feel like he's been there that long though. Because he was there before. It was what's his name? Jack Tretton. That doesn't feel that long ago.
No, but he's. But they're saying he's been with PlayStation for 32 years.
Yeah,
maybe not in the position of like in the public eye, but anyway.
It was just a little bit of a very like very sort of like a one tweet thing that came out from PlayStation, like that he'd leaving. It's like I did see someone saying, "Well, it sounds." What I'm hearing is he's been fired. I was like, well, not really. Nothing's really come out yet. Maybe something will come out. Who knows? But it was a bit strange. To just leave.
I liked him. He's good. No, he's very genuine. Really see,
I'm not really much of a PlayStation person, to be honest. But
no, I never, like when they have these guys who are in front of the companies. Yeah. I mean, like a lot of them are okay. Sean Layden always came across as one of the most genuine, like. That guy could probably say anything and I would probably believe him. Whereas Phil Spencer, most things I believe Phil Spencer saying, but I don't know if I completely trust Phil Spencer.
He works for Microsoft at the end of the day, doesn't he?
Yeah,
he
can't well, it's not so much that. I've never really liked people who wear t-shirts and blazers. It's just...
and jeans.
At least Sean Layden would wear a shirt.
Jacket and jeans. Well dodged.
Totally.
Okay. Right, moving on.
No!
It's like a little bit more Destiny 2 news.
Oh,
but...
man. Come on.
Sorry. It is a Destiny 2 episode. It's been a big week.
Didn't you it was say big you enough. Already gave us this piece of information, didn't you?
Yeah, but they did. I didn't say that. I actually had to fucking pull it offline and say, no, you can't play because it was fucking broken because too many people are trying to play.
Oh, man. Like, we've got to reel him in, Dave.
There was a... It was... It currently was earlier. The fourth most played. It was the first non-Valve game on Steam in terms of people playing. So it's proved quite popular on the Steam version, which obviously has the free. This is now free, plus the paid version. No idea how, but they actually literally pulled the whole thing. Not just Steam. Everything was not working. I tried to play and it was not having it. I'd get to the tower, go to pick up some bounties from my characters, and then like, oh no, you've been booted to orbit. I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. This happened before in the past with Destiny, like on the launch of some new content. It's proved a little bit popular.
Yeah, well, that happens.
But I don't know if it's...
Doesn't this happen to every single like update that Destiny does?
I don't know. No, the last Forsaken update, I don't remember anything really happening. But definitely the last major update for Destiny 1, I was like... Sat there with about three people. We were in a party chat on Xbox, waiting to go, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, it just didn't happen. It was like, yeah, I'm in a queue. What about you? No, I can't even load it. And then after about an hour, we went and played Forza or something. But yeah. So they actually just pulled everyone off and said, no, we need to sort some shit out. And then
they
we'll
did what?
They pulled it.
Pulled everyone off. Yes.
Pulled everyone's pants down. When how's your father?
Sorry guys, not playing now. Yeah.
Okay.
But it was 200,000+ people playing on Steam, or at least in a queue on Steam. At some point on Tuesday. The other day I checked it the peak concurrent was 200,000+, and PUBG was the most popular at 580,000 or something stupid. And it was like Dota and Counter Strike. Second and third. So it's been successful, but not completely without problems.
Without its teething problems.
But or problems. Largely, I think this weekend could be a bit crazy on there, but you know. And finally, no joyous news this week, just a bunch of shitheads. There's been some video games tax relief available in the UK. And obviously it's to try and boost the smaller developers. It's intended to allow smaller game developers to claim back up to 20% of certain costs. However, a large proportion of the cash that's been dished out was hoovered up by small companies such as Sony, Sega, Warner Brothers, who've hoovered up something like 80% of the actual cash that was actually dished out. And the small developers it was intended to hope for to help, whilst it probably did help them,
Yeah,
I've claimed a relatively small amount of cash.
Yeah, and I think I'm just going to take just the way you're saying that they hoovered it up. I mean, they haven't taken money that was allocated for small developers. I mean, there's been tax relief, which the big guys have figured out how to claim, and then they've claimed masses, right? I mean, that's what it really is.
Yeah. You know? So people who didn't really need the money have got a load of money. So,
well, yeah, it's just one of those things, right? You know what? If you're a big company and somebody says,
why would they not pay the amount of tax they're supposed to pay and all that sort of crap.
Yeah, this
so
is.
So they find they've got enough money to pay for people to find a way to not pay other people what they should. So,
yeah.
Why wouldn't you? I mean, if you're a big company and you can find a way to do tax relief for 60 million quid, why wouldn't you? I mean,
well,
you're not going to not take it, are you?
Why are they allowed? The problem is not necessarily with those companies, it's with the policies themselves completely fucking up and
absolutely
not really thinking, I'm just gonna make it so that some person who doesn't really need the money is gonna be able to claim a shitload of fucking money that who's paying for it?
Exactly. It's the age old thing, you know, if people complain about the rich not paying their fair share of taxes. Well, I don't know if that's on the rich, right? I'll do everything I can to pay as little tax as possible. I'm not saying I'm rich, but, you know, who wouldn't, right?
I don't know. I don't seem to have many opportunities to not pay much tax.
I do my taxes through an accountant, right? There will be little things that we'll do to try and like offset some of my income to maybe push it towards my wife's income or whatever like that. I mean, it's not like illegal. It's just what
I don't earn enough money.
It's just what you do to pay less tax. Well, it's a little bit different over here.
A lot of it's like personal.
Everybody here files
it's
their own.
It's PAYE and it pays you earn, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, we don't really we do that, but I still I'll get a tax rebate at the end of the year through however my accountant manages to. Why am I talking about my taxes on a podcast? I really probably shouldn't do that. But the point stands is like these companies will do it if they can do it.
Yeah, exactly.
So where does the buck stop? The buck stops.
The problem is these
tax company. The tax
fucking governments don't know what they're fucking doing. Is the problem.
Well, I think they just make these laws where they try to encourage
it being abused, don't they?
A lot of these companies, to get access to this money, they've got to have a production and staff in the UK. So they can counter argument say that we're only taking these tax cuts because we've got staff and people in this country producing material, so they're employing people. So if they can't get access to this money that would offset them, I don't know, shifting the development of this stuff over to China, then they'll just shift it over there. So they're helping the
so who's gaining that way? Just the individuals getting employed.
Well, the gain itself is the fact that the UK has a massive games industry, and it's the same thing over here in Canada. Like Canada produces,
well, you've got the biggest games industry in the world, by the way.
Yeah, but
that didn't
come across just by people just happening to be here making games. That came across by doing massive grants and tax relief for games industries to be established. Mm. You know, so you know.
It's scary that GTA Rockstar maker Rockstar has claimed £42 million in tax relief.
Yeah, well, Rockstar's
paid no corporate tax for nearly 10 years.
Yeah.
So that's just mental, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But I think Dave's probably just about to say the same thing. Is how much did Rockstar, how much money did they generate, right?
For who, though?
Well, that's money that's come into the UK.
If they've paid zero tax.
I know what you're saying, and I'm just trying to play devil's advocate here. I'm just saying, they probably should be paying corporate tax, right? But if rules have been made where they say, hey, here's the incentive GTA that were put in 10 to 15 years ago when you were way smaller, and then they've grown and
when you'd only made GTA 4.
Yeah. You're right. Should they be paying more tax? Probably, you know. is, you know, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry they're not paying tax.
It's just, oh, I don't know. It's just a bit, it's all a bit.
Yeah. It's mental. A lot of money being left on the table that should be sort of being plundered.
I don't know. I want to think about how many nurses that could have paid for.
Oh, or yeah. I don't know, one fucking submarine, you know,
half a missile.
Yeah.
It's amazing, yeah. Well, let's tie a bow on that and then say, you know, before this goes to, I mean, I don't have enough experience anyway to go too deep into that. So, let's call that a show. I am absolutely busting for a you know what.
I hope you're going to warmed up your bido.
Well, actually, I'm just busting for a wee wee, so I don't really need it. So let me just say thanks very much for listening. Thank you, Neil and Dave, for a great episode again. I think
a lot of
fun on that one.
Yeah.
If you want to drop us a line, catch us on Twitter is the best place, at Seal Podcast. Neil, what's our email address?
I don't know personally, but I think it's sealpodcast@gmail.com.
I think it's something like that. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Good. And until next time, then let's say we'll see you later.
Well, hopefully, see you later. Next week.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Bye.